This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Sunday briefing on the 17th of October. Police have been given more time to question the man arrested over the fatal stabbing of MP Sir David Amiss. The 25-year-old is being held under the Terrorism Act. The Conservative MP was stabbed while meeting constituents in Essex. The Sunday Times has learned routine police protection is being planned for MPs. Some insist face-to-face meetings must continue.
Whilst there are risks, whilst there are always dangers, whilst there are people out there who seek to do us harm, our first duty is to our country.
That's Conservative MP Andrew Rosendale, who was a close friend of Sir David. He told Times Radio Breakfast he will not live in fear, despite having been targeted in the past.
The person concerned had mental health issues, and because of that, the police weren't able to do anything. You know, this was a number of years ago now. It's not something that I'm fearful of now for that particular individual, but my constituency office was arsoned and it nearly burnt to the ground. If it wasn't for the CCTV of the local shopping centre alerted the fire brigade. Look, we're all under these sort of pressures. We get nasty emails, messages and threats.
The father of the suspected killer of Sir David Amiss says he's been left traumatised by his son's arrest after the stabbing. Meanwhile, police believe the suspect was acting alone. Investigators are examining the theory he was radicalised online during lockdown. Hundreds of people attended a candlelit vigil in memory of Sir David last night. They carried lanterns and candles at Belfair's sports ground in Leigh-on-Sea. Southend councillor Alan Deer thanked everyone for being there.
It's been a terrible 24 hours for all of us. I'd just like to say a few words about Sir David. For me, he was a good friend. And I know he was a good friend to all of you here.
Southeastern Train Services is being run by the government from today. The franchise holder, Govia, failed to declare more than £25 million of taxpayer funding, causing ministers to step in. Southeastern's network is one of the busiest in Britain. It stretches across southeast England and includes London, Kent and East Sussex. Car makers will be required to meet annual targets for sales of electric cars in Britain. Those who fail to move quickly to phase out fossil fuels will face fines. Nicholas Helen is the Sunday Times transport editor.
We expect that next week, or government sources tell me, they will announce something with a slightly tongue-twisting name of a ZEV mandate, which in plain terms just means the car manufacturers will have to make sure that a set proportion of all the cars they sell in Britain are proper pure battery electric vehicles.
The composer who created theme tunes to some of the UK's best-known shows has died. Alan Hawkshaw was 84. The British musician composed the music for more than 35 films and many television programmes like Countdown. He also enjoyed success with a group in the 60s, which toured with the Rolling Stones, and in the 70s, he joined the Shadows. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on the Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.